And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Decatur Creek, here live in the studio. Doug Farrell, Steve Dion, and Jack Carlton. And got some great new songs, guys. I like those.
Thank you. Yeah, we all write. And Jack is playing guitar on this song. Jack is a great guitar player. And he plays bass.
As I like to say, somebody's got to do it.
He's like the only musician. He's the real musician in the group.
Yeah, he knows where the...
He's the guy who knows everything.
He knows where the chords
Jack,
are supposed to go.
Jack, what are we doing?
they purposely did this to build up this next song that I'm doing so that I cannot meet that expectation.
So he's your ringer.
So this song is called Southbound Train. I'm going to feature myself on guitar, and Doug is playing lead, and Steve is going to chime in with some harmonica, and he may do a dance and shake a rattle or something like that.
Leprechaun dance.
All right. I like
the dance. So let's see if we can do this.
Oh, restless heart.
Not bad, boys.
All right. Decatur Creek, here and out of the woods. And the title once again on that?
Southbound Train.
Southbound Train. And that was one of Jack's originals, right? Is it original?
That is correct. So far, everything we've done is original. I think we have one cover in the tank here tonight.
Is it okay to do covers here?
Oh, sure. Sure, why not?
I guess we want to do that.
We pay the government.
We do, we do a bunch of covers, but the one that we've started to really like is a tune that we took from John Hartford. John Hartford, we used to play with Glenn Campbell. I think a lot of people know who he was, but he was a pretty good songwriter, and he did this song called In Tall Buildings, which is it's a waltz. I think I first heard John Hartford on a radio station like this, and they did a lot of live stuff, and he actually did this really cool song about a washing machine.
Which, oh, yes.
Yeah. about the old. And I just love that song.
It seems to be a recurring thing.
Yeah, the washing machine.
Yeah, carnivals and washing machines.
And the new one just goes.
He does all the stuff on it, and he's just very musical.
Yeah, us weird radio stations like John Hartford. We're big fans.
So we took one of his songs, In Tall Buildings, and this is the Decatur Creek form of it. You guys ready?
Yep.
I think one of us is out of tune.
Yeah, that'd be me.
No, it might be me, too.
I know it's not me, because I haven't started playing yet.
Sorry. This must happen all the time, right?
Oops.
It's live radio, folks.
Yeah.
Out of the woods. We wouldn't lie to you. It's real.
Damn. Cables.
Yeah, I know. That's what messes us up, is the cables.
Blame it on the machines.
Okay. Well, we don't want to slight John Hartford by being out of tune on his song.
No. We do it because we care.
Right. Jack was smart. He didn't start playing on that one yet, but he could be out of tune also.
Not unless you guys tune to another key, which is entirely possible.
I think the heat's getting to my guitar.
I have faith in you guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Close enough. Close enough for live radio? Are you crazy?
All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Taught me the best that they can. They'll sell me a suit, they'll cut off my hair, and they'll send me to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine and goodbye to the dew. It's goodbye to the flowers, goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall buildings. Payments, now it's time to go home and wonder what happened betwixt and between when I went to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, it's goodbye to the flowers, goodbye to you. And I've made all my payments. Now it's time to go on home. And I wonder what happens betwixt and between. And I went to work on tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew. It's goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late. I'm going to work in tall building.
Oh, I still went out.
All right, Decatur Creek once again. Nice. John Hartford. And I'm trying to remember what album that was on. I actually don't know. I have that someplace.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd like to find that out, actually.
Yeah.
It might be on the same album as that Washing Machine song. It's
probably on the same one, along with Gentle on My Mind and all those other early ones.
Right.
Gentle
on My Mind. Loved all those old songs.
I'm going to have to catch up on that stuff.
Yeah, that's
we'll get you there.
Yeah. There's so much to hear.
John Hartford. Oh, yeah. This is a ton of John Hartford stuff.
Now, is he still around or no?
No, he passed away.
He just departed us 10 or 15 years ago?
2001?
Yeah. Something like that. Oh. It was a while ago.
Yeah, I met him a couple times. I brought him out on stage in Pennsylvania when he was really sick.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
yeah. He wasn't signing any autographs, but he signed one for me.
Wow. That's a great story.
Yeah, I had my copy of the Bill Monroe biography that Richard Smith wrote, and John Hartford, right on the title page, this gigantic sort of John Hancockian sort of signature. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
But, yeah, he's definitely one of the greats.
He was.
What did he die from?
He had a cancer of some sort.
Yeah, he did.
I can't remember what.
And he wasn't all that old, like 50s, early 60s?
He was probably
maybe?
In his early 60s. Yeah. But he'd been fighting it like a better part, like a third of his life, I think he'd been fighting that.
Yeah.
So. Crazy microphone balance here. There we go.
I should also say that I help run a coffee house, too, and these guys are usually there. Jack and I met at the Round Room Coffee House in Mount Vernon, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago.
Something like that. Yeah. Early 2000s.
Yep. It's it's getting plugged a little bit more than electrically plugged. It's semi-unplugged coffee house and at the church in Mount Vernon, the second Saturday of every month. And, you know, musicians come from all over the place to play, you know, and it's a lot of fun. And, you know, you get some really good ones, you get some really bad ones, but they're all fun, you know? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, our friend Greg there got snowed out when he had his, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did, but he's coming up, right?
He's going to be featuring in June.
Right.
We're going to do a double feature with Greg Gage and Fred Sprague in June. And in May, we have Jimmy Spears and Jennifer White featuring.
Very cool. Yeah. I have the Round Room on the calendar.
Awesome. Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's one of the longest running coffee houses.
I guess it's been like 19 years. It's
really?
Been going on.
Yeah.
It seems like coffee houses are springing up all over the place now.
It does.
There are a million open mics, it seems.
Yeah. I just noticed like an open mic Facebook thing now and the new coffee houses, and they're just like popping up everywhere. It's kind of cool. You know, it's like the farmer's market, local music, you know?
It is.
It's local vegetables, local music.
That's right, a little dirty behind the ears.
Yeah.
One of the unique things about the Round Room, it is in fact a semi-round room, and the acoustics in it are almost perfect.
Oh, really?
So that's why very little amplification. Most people just play acoustically. It's beautiful sound and beautiful room as well, and it's a great supporting audience.
Yeah, people really listen.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of coffee houses, people chat away and talk, but people actually are quiet there.
Oh, that's nice. Well, it's a church, so they better be.
Yeah, I think they forget, though. I know I do.
Cool.
What do you guys want to do?
So what you got left for us? How many more are you going to do?
Plenty more in the tank.
Well, yeah, you tell us. Kick
us
out.
We got a few more, for sure. We're going to do one that...
I'll do this one in tune.
I'll do one called Sense to Move, which I wrote a few years back.
It's like Doug said, it's hard to really put a finger on how to introduce a song, but the only thing I will say about this one is usually when I'm singing this song, I'm putting things in boxes and I'm getting ready to move. That's what my girlfriend noticed, that if I'm singing this song a lot, that means, yep, I'm getting ready to jump ship and move to another apartment.
Packing up your washing machine and joining the
Packing
circus.
Up my washing machine. And
so going with the carny.
Yeah, every life has a theme, huh? So here we go. The edge is always a lot closer than it seems. The life you see, you wouldn't see without your dreams. Take a short breath and dive down underneath. Come up with what you feel is real. Poor men tend to hold their head up with their pain. Rich men measure life against potential gain. And I pick up all these pieces from the shelf, but honestly, I think only of myself. Honestly, I think only of myself. Break these chains and I'll come home every time, like a thief to the sea of your crime. But if you find these things never to improve, I hope you'll have a sense to move. Yes, I hope you'll have a sense.
Of your crime, but if you find
All right. Decatur Creek again. Steve Dion on the lead there on the vocal. Had some nice some lead guitar from Doug Farrell in that one. Yeah. Sounded good.
Doug's actually been taking lessons. I don't know if he wants me to mention this, but
yeah,
he's taking guitar lessons.
It's fine. I need lessons.
Well, not because we...
I mean, taking them from Jimmy Spears, right up the street here.
There you go.
Great guitar teacher, great guitar player. And I'm learning what's actually going on in the neck, because I have no idea, you know, just sort of played by ear.
Yeah, that's how I always did it. I never got any better.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a guitar player.
That's good for a lick or two.
Yeah.
But learning a song all the way through, forget it.
Mm. Would you like to play one for us?
Okay. No. I'll do it on your radio show.
Okay. Steve's been showing up or writing a song a day or something.
Yeah,
something ungodly.
I bring a song every week, but it's not. They're not all finished, but
it's really starting to piss me off.
As long as I get up and have coffee on Saturday, then there's usually a song waiting for me to write.
I've been working on one song for 6 months, not working on it, just waiting for it to write itself.
There you go.
Yeah, I've been waiting quite some time too. They don't seem to write themselves. I'm not sure why not.
Well, I actually have my job is actually sort of lends itself to time where I can, it's sort of downtime where I can think about songs at least. So
yeah.
I'm always sort of like you were talking
right.
about earlier, where you're always sort of preparing for, you know, your thing.
The wheels are always spinning.
The wheels are always spinning.
Right.
So.
But we're a work in progress. We haven't been together very long, and we're trying to get together once a week, and we've got a ton of songs between us, between the three of us, you know, to learn and get down. But we're hoping to get out there some more and get some more venues.
Yeah. So, you guys want to do Main Street or?
Yeah,
what do you think?
We probably have time for one more.
Okay.
Really? Okay. That's definitely probably the one we should do. Or what do you want to do?
I don't know.
We could do Mary?
Or maybe we should do one all together.
Okay. Well, Steve? Steve does some. What do you want to do?
I was thinking of Hick and Me because
that's a good one.
Doug wrote a song called The Hick and Me, and it's actually got the phrase Decatur Chris. This is where we got the... came up with a name for our group after a long struggle with many names. But
one of which was Feral Cats.
Not to go with that. It was Doug and the Stickman.
Yes, that one I did not care for.
My favorite was the Carmadillos, but it's been taken.
Right, the Carmadillos. It's amazing. You come up with a name, and then you try to find it on the web, and it's like, wow,
it's there.
That name
somebody
is taken?
Yeah.
Holy cow, so somebody thought of that.
Decatur Creek was the only name we liked, agreed on, and wasn't taken.
You're on three of these.
So. Yeah. But it's actually a landmark. It is a real place in upstate New York that Doug spent a short amount of time as an impressionable youth nearby and never forgot, so you'll hear about it in the song here.
Yeah, we moved from just outside of New York City to Worcester, New York. It's like, wow.
That was big time, huh?
Not much happening here. And I was 5, and I knew there wasn't much happening. But I came to love the place. Okay. My window on Decatur Creek.
places for a boy to ride. Cows and chickens, mountainsides, and it's been calling me home. It's been calling. Sometimes my brothers, they'd let me play. That's when I felt like a man. But they got to hold the gun, and I got to hold the can. Just a boy on Water Street, mountain miles on my 6-year-old feet. Soon to be miles to go and new friends to meet. Leaving that house on Water Street, and it's been calling me home. It's been calling. Saved from being a dick, from all the folks I met along the way, and all my new city tricks. And if I stayed in the country and turned into a man, would I be who I am? I'd be calling this home, I'd be calling this home. Once in a while, when I smell it on the wind, I think about where I wanna be. Cows and chickens and mountainsides, proud of the hick in me. Well, I am proud of the hick in me. I am proud.
The hick in me.
Yeah.
So you're gonna do a follow up, the redneck in you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You better write that down.
Yeah.
The rest of the song.
Yep. God, there's a song there. If we could just fit a tractor and beer, we got a song.
All right, folks. Doug Farrell on that one there. That's one of his own. Decatur Creek in here, and we're gonna wave goodbye to them and send them on down the road. But thanks for coming by, guys. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, John. It was
thanks
great.
A lot. Really,
we'll,
awesome
opportunity.
We'll do it again. Most definitely. All right, folks. Well, we're going to get back to it. Got a quick break to take, and we'll be right back after this.